We keep these commandments, really, in thanks for saving and setting us free. The Ten Commandments are not given that we feel guilty all the time about the way that we mess up. They're given in order that we can live the best life we can. And they're given not as a guidebook for how we please God, but a means of us responding to the love and the forgiveness and the salvation he has already given us. His love for us comes first. And we're reminded of that verse, when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That verse from Romans 5. So let's remember that as we look at Ten Commandments in the video in a few minutes' time, that of course it is that prior love of God that enables us to respond by keeping those commandments and showing our love for him in that way, and indeed living the best life we can in that way. So we're going to sing one more song that just touches on.
Reading from Exodus 20, 1 to 21. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God. I'm a jealous God, punishing the children from the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to the thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold any guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Amen.
To video, a continuation of the series with Andy Laws talking to us, I hope. So, Ten Commandments, I guess, ancient but relevant, familiar but troubling, demanding yet, with the Spirit's help, attainable. And as was said in that video, they tell us how to live right with God. They tell us how to live right with others. But above all, they are how we live in response to what God has already done for us in saving us. They are the rules we keep in thanksgiving for him setting us free. So how might we respond? Well, two ways. If you're fairly new to faith, remember above all, first of all, that you are rescued. So for your job is to focus first on thanksgiving for the forgiveness that Jesus offers, and the better way of life will follow as you get to know Jesus better. For those of us, and it's most of us here, who are longer in our faith, it may be good just to think about that list of Ten Commandments again and just wonder, are there any where God is calling us to live better? Is Jesus calling us to live in a better way with regard to any of them? Is there anything we need to start or to stop doing that we may live his best life for us in response of thanksgiving to what he has done for us? So in a moment, I'm just going to invite us to be quiet a couple of minutes and just reflect on that, on those 10 or as many of them as you can remember. We won't sing the song again. Are there any that God is speaking to you about? And then I will pray, I think, a prayer for us and for the world, given how infrequently we see these rules broken. So let's just be quiet and reflect on ourselves, first of all.